Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we're going to talk about a debugger command today, .cxr, is that right?
That's right. Context record. A context record is a Win32 structure. It represents the context structure. It is the registers of a CPU. Mm-hmm. Registers are used to hold the state of the CPU. Things like where I am in the stack, where I am in code, you know, what am I executing at the moment, stuff like that.
So we had another show where we talked about the .exr exception record, which is more about saving the conditions of an exception that happened, but this would be more about the state of the processor at the time that happened.
And they're peers, or they're a pair. Mm-hmm. And when you use the mini-dump write-dump API, you can see that you kind of pass it in. So first off, in the API is information about what process we're going to dump, to what file we're going to dump, and to at what size, you know, mini, full, stuff like that. And most importantly, you pass in this exception information, and this is where the context is provided. That parameter is a mini dump exception information structure. Within that is the thread that failed. So if you open up a dump file, you'll note that you may be on thread 3 or thread 8. Right. It doesn't default to 0. And this is the thread that you see in .last event. There is an exception pointers structure, which is actually just a pair of exception record and context record. Exception record you would view with a .exr command, mm-hmm. and the context record is the .cxr command.
Okay.
As you said, this is the exception that happened, the error code, additional information, and this is where it happened. What was the registers at the time of that issue?
We're talking about essentially the CPU registers at that time, which are sort of specialized little bits of memory on the processor, very high speed memory.
It's how everything happens.
Yeah.
So when we open up a dump file, we are in what's called the default context. And if we look at this guy, just look at the first couple of frames, you can see the exceptions happening, and then Windows error reporting is actually kicking in. And in this case, because it's a sysinternals proc dump generated dump file, this wait for multiple objects call is actually waiting for proc dump to complete. Mm. And so when proc dump got launched as a separate process, it came back and snapped the memory of the process, which means it snapped it where it was. This is the context that it's in. Mm-hmm. The context that you of the actual exception is back in time.
Right, because we don't really care about all the stuff from Windows error reporting. That's not what we're here to debug.
Yeah.
So we need to move back.
So yeah. The CXR command sets you to the default context, and I was already there, so it gave no spew. The ECXR command changes to the exception context. And so if we look at this stack now we've moved to the actual issue. If we do CXR again, we'll go back to where we were at the start of the dump file, and it will change the context back to that original Windows error reporting. It is quite rare that you actually want to be in this CXR state. I mean, it being at this context of all of the busy work of generating the dump file tends to be quite useless.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not one of those commands you tend to use, but it's one of those commands that you may go, all right, .cxr, k, understand where we are. Yes, we're in Windows error reporting.
Yeah.
Then change to .ecxr,
right.
k, and then move on. It's important to note, and this is a critical point, you are just looking at registers saved back in time.
Right.
The CXR command is the registers at the time of dump collection, so they will reflect reality. They will point to structures that are still transactionally equivalent. If you change to the ECXR, you are going back in time for the registers, but not back in time for the memory.
Right, right.
And so you may actually want to look at the context, the default context, to get a pointer to real memory in case something has moved.
Mm.
And so that's one of the very rare situations where you want to use the default context, and hopefully somewhere using the R command here for registers. Once you've set the context, you can use R to see the registers. Hopefully one of those registers helps you maybe reference something that's still semi-alive. But once again, you are looking at this duality of time.
That's part of the fun of debugging, is sometimes untangling that. Well, we move back in time in terms of the CPU registers, but not the memory.
Yeah.
So you have to keep that in mind as you're debugging. Yeah.
But CXR and ECXR, they're kind of a pair.
Right.
One's where you start, one's where you probably want to be.
Right on. All right. Well, that's .CXR. Thanks for watching.